You're listening to the mini version of MG's Rugby League Rundown podcast. Grab the full podcast on Listener or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search MG's Rugby League Rundown.
So many great moments.
All right, here we go.
Thrills. So many thrills.
Oh, hang on.
So many spills.
And we're underway.
Triple M is proud to present.
Unbelievable!
MG's Rugby League Rundown. Yeah.
Oh, and fresh off the Anzac round, it is a pleasure to be back here talking some footy with you, MG. How are you, sir?
Fantastic, my man. Great to be back and great to see your face. And what a round of footy we just saw in Anzac round. Man, just for those tippers out there who are doing it hard, you're not alone. I'm arse pie this year as far as my tipping goes. Usually I'm pretty good, but no, not this year. I am crap.
Oh, Mark arse pie guy. There you go. We'll get that plucked made up. Now, the big story as we woke today is the news that Jason Demetriou has been, speaking of giving the arse, by the Bunnies. The decision was made at a board meeting last night. In fact, here is the Bunnies CEO, Blake Solly, on the decision.
Blake, 2 weeks ago you considered sacking JD. You didn't do it. You play one game against Melbourne, albeit a poor performance.
Yep.
But it was one game. Why did it change so dramatically after one game?
I think our view was that the one game was indicative of probably an inability to turn it around, and that we needed to make a quick decision. Unfortunately, we didn't think that Jason's coaching style would be able to get the change we needed or the improvement we needed, and given that we sit at 17th of the table and our for and against is 50 points worse than 16th, I think now was the time to make the change. And unfortunately, the change had to be Jason. In our view, we just felt that the style of play and probably Jason's management of the players needed to change, and that's no criticism of his work ethic or how hard or how much effort he's put in, but we just felt that we needed a change in management. Results over the last 12 months haven't been good enough for a club of our stature, and whilst it's no criticism of Jason how hard he works, the last 20 games sort of speak for themselves, and for his agent to say that he's been treated shabbily in the context of a year's worth of patience and support, I think he's unfair.
Yeah, look, I agree with everything that he's had to say. I just don't agree with the last part of that where the agent, and that's Chris Orr or Gavin Orr, one of the Orr brothers of, who managed Demetriou, has come out today and said it was quite cruel in the way it's been done, and I kind of agree. You know, I don't think, I can't remember a coach in modern time who's been sacked, who's gone through two board meetings in the one day, then faced the waiting media throng on his coming out. It was just kind of, I thought he deserved a little bit better than that. We did know a month ago that he was gone. We said it here. He's basically, in coaching terms, a dead man walking. And I think if they made the clean cut then, we wouldn't see the aftermath of probably, I think a lot of people are thinking that Jason Demetriou has been sorely done. But as Solly said then, you look at their performances, and it's not the South Sydney that we've grown to love and know. They're sitting last on the competition after leading the competition after last year's Magic Round. They were first. So in the space of that amount of time, in almost about 11 months, they've gone to stone motherless last. And so I suppose questions had to be asked, Liam.
I like Blake Solly. I'm with you, MG. I liked what Blake Solly said and the way he delivered it to a point. I like that he was strong about the expectations of the club. I don't like this idea of coaches coaching for their career and job over a weekend, and the idea that was the straw that broke the camel's back. No, you'd made your mind up, and that's okay. That's okay. This is a business, and South Sydney, like all the clubs in the team, is about winning. To that point as well, what you're saying there, MG, is that it's also when you look at the talent that is on this South Sydney team, for what they're delivering, when you consider that Cody Walker and, you know, Damien Cook, and while he might not be the Damien Cook of old, he's still a quality representative player. And obviously Latrell and Jack Whiten's there now. The quality on this team isn't represented in their position on the ladder. And if they've decided Jason Demetriou isn't the man who can get the best out of it, so be it. We move on.
I've got probably the feeling that they were treading water until they can confirm Wayne Bennett's arrival.
This would suggest, the way they've handled it would suggest that they were trying to get their ducks in a row behind the scenes. So do you buy into this Wayne Bennett theory?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think that Ben Hornby will be the caretaker. They brought in David Ferner as an assistant coach a couple of weeks ago. In hindsight, they should have probably brought him in a month ago once they lost the caliber of Sam Burgess and John Morris as assistant coaches. So It's a team effort these days, and you need more than just the coach to coach these rugby league teams. They're a full-time job, and you need guys going over video. You need guys going over different stuff so you can employ your weakness, so to speak.
Mm.
But he's been on his own, and they brought Ferner in a couple of weeks ago. I don't buy the Storm game. I think who's going down to Melbourne when they're full strength, when your team's struggling and taking away the points? I mean, they're never going to get – the fact that they've got 50 points put on, I'd probably look at it and go, well, that means that the effort quite wasn't there in defence. But, look, yeah, I think Wayne Bennett will be their coach. I think it's a fait accompli. Ben Hornby, he might go good for the rest of the season, but I don't think that'll worry because all that will matter because – after this Penrith game tomorrow night, their draw becomes relatively easier, and Latrell will be back, and you probably can say as well, in you can hypothesise that maybe they're thinking, well, we've made the right decision because look, we just won three or four in a row,
And that's not fair on Jason Demetriou.
That's right. That's not
that. I hope any South fans that are listening to this don't look at the record from here from this point forward, and go see Jason Demetriou was crap. Because that's not fair. And look, if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. But to, players, I mean, MG, you've been at clubs when there's been a change at the top and there's a lightness to you. Suddenly you're playing with house money to a degree.
Yeah. That's what worries me about tomorrow night's game against the Panthers. I think, there's a record. I don't know what the record is, but Tone, our producer, might find it while we're chatting about first-time coaches having a win in their first performance, because you're right, Liam, you're exactly right. The players feel the stress. No matter whether you like, love, or hate Jason Demetriou as a Rabbitohs player, there's once this decision has been made that you see coming for like the last 4 to 5 weeks, there's a big, let's exhale exactly. Now. Let's exhale and exhale and it's back to what we know how to do, and that's play footy. And they find themselves up at Acor Stadium tomorrow night in a pretty good benchmark against the Panthers. And, yeah, look, it's
pretty
it's
good
sad.
Benchmark.
Would you have said, look, this is the unbelievable thing, but I think I had Rabbitohs, and I'm not sure where I had them. I think I had them in my top four, maybe at the start of the season. I know I had the Panthers playing the Roosters, I think, in the grand final. But I didn't have them. On my bingo card wasn't Jason Demetriou being the first coach sacked. That's what I did not see that coming.
I had a look back over the sort of the mid-season sackings of years gone by. And this is probably the most surprising one since Seibold was resold out of the Broncos in the fashion that he was, because the talent that they had, the manner in which Wayne Bennett had left them, he hadn't left it like Newcastle. This is a team that was expected to contend, and now Jason Demetriou's probably taking a day to compose himself and figure out next steps. Just quickly, before we move on from this, because we don't want to spend all day, two other points I wanted to address. A, the fact that Buzz Rothfield learned about this, and Wade Graham pointed this out on NRL 360 last night, that Buzz Rothfield got the text that this had been done while the board meeting was happening. Wow. Blows my mind.
Yeah.
And it probably speaks to, what a great journalist Buzz Rothfield is and the connections he's got, but it also speaks to where that club might be at more broadly. Yep. And secondly, the fact that I've already been sent, and I don't know how this has made its way to me or how this made its way out of the group, allegedly, a message that Jason Demetriou sent to the playing group after he's been sacked.
Yeah, that was in the Sydney papers this morning. And the fact that we're also hearing that Russell Crowe sent a message to Jason Demetriou before the second board meeting yesterday saying that I've got your back. So at the moment, we're confused. The South Sydney players are confused. I think if you look at the oversight, and it's like, I think I forget his name, Cannon, the billionaire, who's bought half of the.
Oh, Cannon Brooks, yeah, the other bloke that owns half the club.
I think he's got a lot more clout than people think at the moment. He's got someone, one of his people on the board,
right?
Who, by all accounts, she's a mad Rabbitohs fan, but she loves them, and she's, I don't know whether she's a fan of Russell or not, but Russell used to say, snap my fingers and get it done. But he seems to have lost that ability to have the power that he once wielded. And I think South are poorer for it, because when he was in charge, we didn't see the team languishing like this.
Mm.
So they've got, as always, you've got to fix the top end of any organisation before mm-hmm. the bottom end of it starts to realise what's going on. So will we see some changes? I don't know. But all I do know is that South Sydney have made that decision, and Wayne Bennett, I would bet my granny flat, on him being the
I like Rabbitohs. Your granny flat, actually. I'll take that bet.
My oldest bloke, Logan, lives in it, so he won't be too keen on hearing that. So, I think he'll be the Rabbitohs coach next year for sure, because he has worked with Ben Hornby before. Obviously,
yes.
He's worked with Jason Demetriou as well for mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years at South, but he has worked with Ben Hornby as well. So the association is there. He's up on contract. He's 74 years of age. This will be his last contract, you would imagine. So probably 3 or 4 year contract and finish in Sydney.
And one thing you can guarantee is that when he gets asked about it for the first time, he'll say, I've had no contact with the club.
Yeah,
and he won't be lying because someone will have spoken to the club on his behalf. So, you know... All right. Hey, let's move on. Thoughts with Jason Demetriou. We never like to see coaches get the arse. No. It's an unfair business, but it is the reality of the business of rugby league. The conversation over the weekend, MG, obviously we saw the Moses Sully incident on Anzac Day, knocked out from the kickoff return. This notion, this theory about potentially banning the kickoff, thoughts?
I lived and breathed by the shoulder charge when I played. I got plenty put on me, and I put plenty on people in games, and I, for the life of me, never thought we'd see the end of it. We were poorer for it. I thought we were going to be poorer for it when we got rid of the shoulder charge, but we're not. We haven't missed it. Shoulder charges happen, but every 2 or 3 tackles in every set of 6. A kickoff happens maybe, I don't know, on average four times a game. We see hit like Sully's maybe twice a year. I think it's a major overreaction. I think one of the real showcases of our game is the kickoff and off the back fence, as they say it. Look at the techniques of the Dragons players who tried to take on Jared Weir Hargraves, all around the ball. Not one person went for the waist or the legs. And we would have seen a different result. No, there's no way we'll ever see them get rid of the long kickoff. I hope not anyway, because I think it's one of the reasons I love the first 5 minutes of State of Origin. I think it's everyone sits on the edge of their seat in State of Origin. And I think everyone sits on the edge of their feet in the first couple of minutes of a game to see something like we saw. Obviously not the injury to Sully, because we don't ever want to see that. But that confrontation, that's what sets the standard of a game. That's what sets the tone of a game when you get your big beasts from your side running in against their big beasts, and that sets the tone. And unfortunately for Moses Sully, the technique was all over the shop. In fact, if you watch it closely, it looked like Jaden Sewer even maybe catapulted him into the awaiting Jared Warwick Hargraves' forearm. So, no, I don't think we'll ever see it, and I don't want to see it. The short dropout shits me enough.
We talked about this on the show earlier this week on Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo, and I argued that, and I'll give you my top three, MG, I argue that the first hit up of Game 1 of State of Origin every year is one of the top 3 moments in Aussie sport each year. And no order, but the top 3 are the first hit up in State of Origin, Game 1, the moment silence before Anzac Day between Collingwood and Essendon at the MCG, and the first bowl of the Boxing Day Test. First delivery. They are, and not to say they're the best overall sporting fixtures, but those individual moments,
hard to beat.
Yep. You can't take your eyes off them. So I don't know what Origin would still be amazing without the kickoff, but it wouldn't be the same. So I'm with you.
Thanks for listening to MG's Rugby League Rundown Podcast Mini. Grab the full podcast on Listener or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search MG's Rugby League Rundown.